morning. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Eloise. How may I help you today?
Was that Eloise?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Eloise, my name is George Apthorpe. I had a couple starships ordered they were pre-ordered. So it's been quite a few months since I ordered them. I recently got email stating, and I completely forgot about them. I recently got email stating they had been shipped.
Okay.
Usually when I have a back order or a pre-order, the credit card companies don't allow it to go through. I have to get an email from you, and then I have to call them back, and then I have to call you back and get things going again. I recently canceled a couple credit cards, and I need to know what credit card I paid those orders with.
Okay.
So is there a chance we could find that out?
Yes. Do you have an order number?
Yeah, hold on. I got to get back to the web page or the email, my email page. Boy, this is just great. Usually this stuff don't go through. These went through. Yeah, this is why I decided I wasn't going to pre-order things anymore, because I was having that issue. And all right, the first customer order, well, these are both the same thing, so maybe they were on the same day, I assume. Is that what that means?
Let's show what you're showing.
Okay, this one has an extension to it. All right, anyways, the account number, is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
584-757-10. Now, this one has an extension of 004. Must be the other one probably has a different extension.
Mm-hmm. I have your shipping address, please.
202 Wright Street.
Thank you.
Catch that? I'm hearing some static.
I did catch that. Thank you. And I also have your email address, please.
gapthorpe@neo.rr.com, and I do not like that static.
Sure, I was doing just fine without it. And okay, so I think that's better. This one that you gave me is for the, and I may be pronouncing this wrong, I'm sorry, Kazon carrier?
Correct, yeah. And the other one's got an extension of 005. So.
Okay, so I'll check on that one as well. So for this one, Kazon carrier, it went through the card ending in 1300, expiration date 323.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because I didn't get rid of that card.
Okay.
So I'm assuming, because both these are probably, I'm assuming both of these are made on that, correct?
I'll check on the other one. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, I decided I had far too many credit cards. I was trying to get rid of a couple of them.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the one ending in 005 is for the Deadless, and this is the same card, 1300, expiration date 323.
Cool. Okay, that explains it then, because those cards that they told me when I paid them off that and canceled them, that any outstanding or anything that was out there, which I didn't think I had anything, but then I forgot about these until I received emails for them.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think, oh, crap, but they said they wouldn't go through because the card was canceled. So, and then I noticed they were shipped. So apparently they went through. So I was a little worried about it.
Okay.
But, all right. Well, as long as that's on that card, yeah, I decided to keep that one. So that and another one I have.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. Well, one other question. What day were those sent out? Well, would they send out the day I received the email?
Let's see.
which would be the 6th, 2 days ago. Yeah, that's probably correct.
Okay, yeah, so it was shipped out on the 6th for the debt list. And
that's a Sunday. I didn't know they shipped on Sundays.
That's right. That is weird. I don't know. I guess with the delays there, I guess doing as much as they can.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, yeah, that's all I had. So I appreciate you answering that question for me.
Yes, we know.
Relax a little.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling Eagle Moss. If you'll please hold for a short one-question survey after this call, and have a great day.
You too, and I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.